At a candidate forum in Glenwood Springs earlier this month, John Martin, Republican incumbent Garfield County Commissioner, dropped this bomb.
8 a.m. yesterday morning, the county attorney and I sat in her conference room, and the legal representation for the Central Committee for the Democratic Party of Garfield County and the chair of that, Bob Shively, leveled four different demands on me. Resign immediately. Remove your name from the ballot. Assure us that there will be no vacancy committee formed to replace you. And do this within 48 hours, or we will seek an indictment and remove you from office through malfeasance.
Garfield County Democrats claim they have enough evidence from Colorado Open Records Act requests over the past few months to accuse Martin of embezzlement of county funds. In fact, the Dems have 17 allegations against Martin and the other commissioners, also Republican, ranging from illegal meetings to mismanagement of taxpayer money and more. Ninth Judicial District Attorney Sherry Kaloya has called for a special prosecutor from the Fifth Judicial District to further the investigation. But what kind of impact is this having on Garfield County voters? Here's what some people in Glenwood Springs, Rifle, and Parachute are saying.
My name is Sally. I live in Glenwood Springs.
What do you think of the situation between the Garfield County Democrats believing that they have enough evidence to investigate County Commissioner John Martin for embezzlement of county funds? And will that situation influence the way you vote?
I think it might influence the way I vote, and I think it is bringing a very important issue to the forefront, and I think it's good for us to be informed of these issues, and it may or may not reflect how I vote, but it's certainly got me thinking.
My name is Brenna. I'm in Glenwood Springs. Well, it has influenced the way I feel about this particular race. I've read conflicting information. I know a little more information about Mr. Martin. I'm a little disheartened by that there would be a sense of dishonesty. And I guess I'm looking for candidates who are really transparent and not of the good old boy system. I also have very little information about Acha. I have heard and or read that he really is not well informed. This is a race I'm very conflicted about.
Libby Bohannon, Glenwood Springs.
I've sort of been opposed to John Martin anyway, so I don't think this will change my mind. But it does sound like a bit of a witch hunt because people want to find a way, you know, for somebody else to be a county commissioner and not him. And unfortunately, they haven't been able to field a very good candidate recently. That's the problem. It won't change my vote, but there may be some truth to it, so maybe it's worth bringing those things into the open.
Johnny, West Glenwood. I already think they're kind of corrupt anyway, so seize the day on that.
Rose?
Where do you live, Rose?
Rifle. Just because it's an accusation, I don't believe them until there's some proof.
My name is Norman Gould, G-O-U-L-D. Well, I live in the same place as Rose is in Rifle here. Yeah. Sometimes people get stepped on, you know, and I don't know for sure just what to tell you. As I know John real well, and I don't think he'd do anything wrong, okay? Especially to that magnitude, and that's what bothers me, you know?
Linda.
And Linda, where do you live?
In Rifle. I just feel like the Democrats are being very... I don't like what they're doing, you know? I think they're digging for dirt and just making the political scene very unsavory. Well, I was always going to vote for Mr. Martin, but now I definitely am, and I hope that the Democratic opponent gets the message that this isn't the way you do politics in our area. Actually, it's working against him in my estimation.
My name is Susan Zahara Miller. I live in Rifle. Well, I know John Martin. I know his family. I know what he's done. I've seen him on television. Martin is fine. He ain't an embezzler.
Cheryl.
And where do you live?
Parachute. If there is a question, if something has been done, I think it needs to be talked about more. But it seems to be a broad issue. I mean, even on the national scale. So I think it needs to be more of an open book. And if there's a question, if somebody's done something, then they shouldn't be allowed to be in office.
Lino Montevere. M-O-N-T-O-V-E-R.
How long have you been here in Parachute?
going on 8 years. Now I've known John for quite a spell. And as far as I'm concerned, John Martin has always been nice and down to business. Yeah. And I read that article in the paper, and it's hard to, you know, you never know what he was faced with. But I think it's something that can be straightened up. And if he don't make it in, why, then we could go on without him. I look at a person, what he's done and everything, and it don't make any difference what party he's in or whatever. I always study him out on what he does and what he's been doing and behind him. That's the way I check him out.
Those were voices of voters from Glenwood Springs, Rifle, and Parachute. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.